Hello, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. And it's Tuesday. The Treasury says the country's largest banks will start receiving $125 billion this week, beginning the biggest government bailout in history. The money is being sent to nine major financial institutions, including Bank of America, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The government is also in talks with a group of more than a dozen regional banks about sharing part of an additional $125 billion. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says $250 of the $700 billion bailout package will be spent by the end of the year. Senator John McCain is calling on fellow Republican Senator Ted Stevens to step down. Stevens is vowing to fight his conviction on federal corruption charges. The Alaska lawmaker is up for re-election on Tuesday. Stevens is the longest-serving Republican in the Senate. He was found guilty of lying about accepting $250,000 in gifts and renovations at his home from an oil executive. A prominent ex-Democratic official, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, heads to prison today. He'll be in court this afternoon to receive his four-month sentence for obstruction of justice. A sheriff says Kilpatrick won't be with the other inmates, but he will be treated as a normal prisoner otherwise. And from Chicago, the Cook County Medical Examiner is now working to determine how long Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson's nephew had been dead when he was discovered on Monday. The body of 7-year-old Julian King was found in the back of an SUV in a Chicago neighborhood about 10 miles from his home. The discovery ended a search that began after Hudson's mother and brother were found shot to death on Friday, and Hudson identified his body. We could see a record turnout for this presidential election just based on what we're seeing now. We've never seen this kind of early voting before. Officials say a million people have already voted in Georgia, another million in North Carolina, another million in Florida. Right now, 30 states are allowing early voters to cast ballots. And those are the headlines at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news of the day.